Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, ice conditions are changing rapidly around the Black Hawk District due to the warm weather we've been having. Even if it gets cold again, we're unlikely to build much ice since the days are getting longer and the sun is getting higher in the sky. At Arrowhead Lake, ice thickness was 6 inches on February 16th. But it is deteriorating fast and will likely be unsafe for travel by the weekend. At Black Hawk Lake, Town Bay is nearly ice-free, even though we've shut the aerators off. Most of the East Basin is open water, too. The remaining ice in the west part of the lake near Ice House Point Boat Ramp was around 12 inches on February 16th. Anglers are still catching some bluegill, and some are starting to fish from shore in the open water areas. As the lake starts to really open up, look to catch channel catfish from shore after ice out using cut bait on the windy shorelines. At Brushy Creek Lake, ice thickness was 8 to 10 inches off the north boat ramp on February 15th. Fishing activity has been minimal this last week. The ice in the south area of the lake near inflows is likely unsafe. The ice will degrade fast with the warmer temperatures, especially on Brushy. Storm Lake has about 12 to 14 inches of ice as of February 16th. Now people are still venturing out and catching some fish. But there is an open water seam on the west end of the lake, starting near the State Marina and extending northeast all the way to the North Shore. Others could develop at any time. Now, if you really want to do some ice fishing, your best bet is to go up north where the ice is still better. The ice on Big Spirit is still good with about 12 to 15 inches once you get out on the ice. Many of the access points are becoming weaker, though, so driving on with trucks is not advised. Perch on Big Spirit are hard to find right now, so you may need to move around to locate them. The fishing on West Okoboji has slowed for perch, but crappies and bluegills are still being caught. Lots of nice-sized bluegill are coming off the ice, and the crappie have been active in the bays. Some perch are active in about 12 feet of water, and they are hanging tight to the weed edges. The yellow bass bite has been good on East Okoboji, with many anglers leaving the lake with full buckets of fish. Use caution around the pressure cracks. Yellow bass fishing has been excellent, and you can catch lots of bass in the south basin of the lake. Some crappies have been caught while targeting those yellows, too. As a reminder, the walleye season is closed until Walleye Weekend on May 6th and 7th up on Big Spirit Lake, West and East Okoboji. With the snow melting and the ice fishing season coming to a close, it's time to start getting ready for the open water season. In the meantime, you can still have fun outdoors by hiking and looking for shed antlers. With the snow mostly gone and deer having dropped their antlers, now is the time to look for those sheds before the mice start chewing on them. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. If you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid outdoors this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.